Good afternoon. The great stretch of weather continues here on this Monday across interior New York and New England with brilliant sunshine and high pressure in control. Temperatures were a bit cool this morning, but now are turning nice and warm again, with afternoon highs expected to be in the lower to mid-70s on average. With the high pressure hanging on tonight, skies will be mostly clear, and we'll call for seasonably cool readings again. Overnight lows will be in the lower to mid-40s, even with some 30s across the higher terrain. One more beautiful day tomorrow as the high starts to edge off the eastern seaboard. We'll have mostly sunny skies and highs back into the middle 70s. On Wednesday, a system from the southeastern United States will slowly work its way toward us up the eastern seaboard. Clouds will be on the increase. Still, though, temperatures will reach the lower 70s, but there is the chance of some showers entering the picture by later in the afternoon, especially across the mid and lower Hudson Valley, southern Catskills, and across into southern parts of New England. More showers are expected with this system as it moves through the region overnight Wednesday night and into the day on Thursday. Highs on Thursday will still be around 70. This system will depart during the day on Friday. Still some clouds, maybe even a morning shower, with afternoon sunshine back into the lower 70s. The next system will head our way for the weekend. Right now, it looks like there is a chance of showers on Saturday and a chance of some light rain on Sunday, and high temperatures on both days will be left in the middle to upper 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a sluggish cutoff system lifting northeastward out of the deep south early this week will be the main focus for precipitation across the eastern United States. Deep Atlantic moisture is getting pulled in ahead of a wrapped-up cold front slowly moving up the east coast, and that will fuel moderate to heavy rains with embedded thunderstorms across portions of the Tennessee Valley and mid-Atlantic. Although the closed low aloft will begin to fill in and the surface front should become a bit more progressive, heavy rains and possible flash flooding will be possible over the eastern slopes of the southern and central Appalachians. The past 24 hours, lower of 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 93 degrees at Phoenix, Arizona, to a low of 20 at Headinger, North Dakota, Pine Ridge, South Dakota, and Chadron in Nebraska. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-60s, Boston mostly sunny in the mid-60s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs in the mid-70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 67 degrees, the average low, 44. The record high, 89, set in 1930, and the record low, 29, in 1969. Sunrise this morning was at 5:43 a.m., sunset this evening, 8:01 p.m., 14 hours and 18 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid to upper 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, becoming mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, becoming mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the lower to mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, becoming mostly sunny today with highs right around 70. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the lower to mid-40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly sunny and warm today with highs in the mid-70s. Clear and seasonably cool tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and warm again in the mid-70s. Mostly cloudy Wednesday with a chance of late-day showers, lower 70s. More showers possible on Thursday around 70 degrees. A morning shower Friday, then some sunshine late in the day in the lower 70s. And for the weekend, a chance of showers both days, otherwise mostly cloudy, and highs back into the upper 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.